Chapter 26. And Job proceeded to answer and say, Oh, how much help you have been to one without power! Oh, how you have saved an arm that is without strength! How much you have advised one that is without wisdom! And you have made practical wisdom itself known to the multitude! To whom have you told words? And whose breath has come forth from you? Those impotent in death keep trembling beneath the waters, and those residing in them. Sheol is naked in front of him, and the place of destruction has no covering. He is stretching out the north over the empty place, hanging the earth upon nothing, wrapping up the waters in his clouds, so that the cloud mass is not split under them, enclosing the face of the throne, spreading out over it his cloud. He has described a circle upon the face of the waters, to where light ends in darkness. The very pillars of heaven shake, and they are amazed because of his rebuke. By his power he has stirred up the sea, and by his understanding he has broken the stormer to pieces. By his wind he has polished up heaven itself. His hand has pierced the gliding serpent. Look, these are the fringes of his ways. And what a whisper of a matter has been heard of him! But of his mighty thunder, who can show an understanding?